Hey, baby. How was dinner? Was it good? Yeah, I tried to make your favorite, but I don't think the potatoes were quite done. But it's okay. I'll just try again next time. Hey, baby. Are you okay? You've been worrying me recently. I don't know, I feel like you're a bit more quiet than usual and kind of pulling away. I mean, have you been more, I don't know, more stressed than usual or something like that? I mean, you know you can talk to me about anything, even these kinds of things, right? I'm always here to listen or do anything else you might need. Is it because we haven't been able to go outside in such a long time? I know the quarantine thing has been really weighing you down. We haven't been able to go see our friends very much or even do anything as simple as going out to eat together. I mean, yes, we both do like to be inside, and we're pretty much hardcore homebodies, but I mean, that's when it's a choice and not mandated. Actually, I had a question about that. I know it might sound a bit silly, but well, because I noticed that you've been pulling away a little, I was wondering, maybe, just maybe you just wanted space and didn't know how to tell me in a nice way. Oh, but even if you do, I mean, that's perfectly fine, and I totally understand. I don't know, I just thought you might need a break from me, and well, if that was the case, I just didn't want to annoy you if I already was, but I figured I should check instead of, you know, assuming the worst. Oh, so it isn't the case. So you're really not getting tired of me? Aw, well, that's a relief. Honestly, I'd been worrying about this for several weeks, but then maybe you can tell me what's wrong? Oh, I see. So you're just stressed because of work. Well, yeah, I can totally understand that. Things are much more difficult now. And your boss isn't helping with just piling on the work, and more people are either getting sick or getting laid off. I'm really sorry, baby. I know that's incredibly stressful. Is there anything I can do to make it better? Huh? You'd just like to lay your head on my lap? No, of course I wouldn't mind. If that's the only thing you want, then we could do that right now. Here, why don't you come over and join me on the couch, and you can put your head on my lap. I'll give you some proper head pats. Sound good? Of course I wouldn't mind. I love pampering you. You honestly deserve it above everyone else. Although I might be a little biased, but that's only because I know exactly how wonderful you are. Ah, there you go. Are you comfortable? Good. So your boss is really putting you through it, huh? Well, you are one of the most dependable workers there, so I guess if anyone else refuses to carry their weight, it usually falls to you. You know, You don't have to stay there if you don't want to. I'm making pretty good money now myself, so if you want to go in search of another job or maybe even take some time for yourself, I mean, I can help with that. I don't mind at all. No, of course not. I just... Oh, babe, I just want to see you happy. I love you, and I know that job stresses you out a lot. They've taken advantage of you for a long time, and honestly, the pay isn't even that great when you think about all the extra work that they ask you to do. Aww, it looks like you're really starting to enjoy this. You like me running my fingers through your hair, don't you? Yeah, I can tell. Your whole body is just relaxing into the couch. It's pretty cute. Oh, baby. I love you. You work so hard every day, and honestly, I don't tell you enough just how much I appreciate it. I really do, though. I mean, I know things have been hectic recently, but you've been so strong and determined. Honestly, I'm just really proud of you. You know what? How about when this quarantine stuff is all over? How about we just go on vacation for a week or two? Maybe we could rent the cabin up in those mountains or go camping even. I'm not sure just how much a skiing trip would cost, but I know you mentioned wanting to go once or twice, so maybe I can help make it happen. Well, yeah. I mean, it is expensive, but I've been putting away money for months now, so I'm sure I could take us somewhere. So, what do you say? Would you like that? If not, I mean, maybe you'd just rather have a staycation? We could watch a few movies and maybe go for some walks in the park and maybe even some barbecuing out there. I mean, heck, if you wanted, you could even invite your friends and family and we could just make it a big get-together. You know, maybe like a sort of celebration for the end of quarantine. Oh, but if you'd rather it just be the two of us, well, I'd definitely enjoy that too. Oh, did you shiver a bit? Oh, I'm glad it feels this good, baby. Huh? Oh no, baby. You're wonderful. You really are. I mean it. You've always been so supportive of me, so of course I'm gonna be right by your side as well. What am I doing? Oh, no, it's nothing. I'm just doodling along your shoulders and back, making little hearts and tracing the letters of your name and mine. I don't know, it's oddly soothing to me too, I guess. Hey, what do you say we go get a shower together and then we can go snuggle in the bed afterwards? Does that sound good? Alright then, come on, let's get up. You go ahead and go get the shower running and I'll go throw some of these clothes in the washer and meet you there. Alright? Good. I'll be up soon, so just wait for me. Alright?